Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 19th anniversary. How about that, folks? In our Brain Trust, he is the top salesmanship expert in the galaxy. Nobody knows more about that, about salesmanship, than him. Maybe me as a close second. But he's been training people how to do a better job of loving up customers and nurturing relationships than anybody I know, a long time. President of IAS Training. And he's written all the books, Munchies for Salespeople. I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. Those are two of his books. He's our good friend Brad. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be with you again.
Good to have you back. So you're out there crossing the country all the time, talking to folks especially the hospitality industry, the jewelry industry. I know you got a lot of folks there, a lot of retailers.
Exactly.
And I was just talking to a guy who's in the business of automating those relationships of Main Street businesses. And as you know, there are millions of them out there. And all but one, two or three are your customers, I think. What kind of automation are you seeing out there? Because you and I are going to talk about relationships, building relationships. Are you seeing your folks using more and more technology to do those things?
Yeah, I see people using more and more of the technology, but I'm not seeing them use it effectively. You just mentioned that I'm from the, I do a lot of work in the retail segment, and I haven't seen a software system yet that can track the type of information that I wanted to track. We're working on it, we're looking for it. There's no computer system that's going to track information for a customer that doesn't make it to the register.
Right.
That's where I tell these retailers they got to have a manual system as well that they put into their.
That is a good point.
Electronic system.
Because the technology is based on you collecting information, right?
Exactly.
I need your name, I need your email, I need your mobile number so I can send you an email or a text to remind you. My man who cuts my hair, I'll get a haircut, I think this week, probably tomorrow, I'll get a text reminding me that I'm supposed to come in the next day. And that's handy,
but he
knows who I am. And if I just walked in one day, and he didn't collect all that information, and paid cash, then he wouldn't have that, would he?
No, he wouldn't have the information. So, and the most important aspect is the ability to capture the personal notes and put in some type of a reminder and alarms and those kinds of things that some of the systems are missing. Some of them are great at. So
this is another layer, folks. And so you're not saying don't use the technology.
No, you're just saying
that your system, your focus is a little wider and a tighter net, isn't it?
Yeah, you actually have to use both a manual and a computer system. And once you've got the manual information captured from customers that don't make a purchase with you, then you put that into the automated system. But if you don't have a tool from which you can capture that information from the customer that doesn't buy, then you're missing a substantial portion of the customers that enter your business.
And if people didn't know any better, which a lot of people who don't know anything about, they're not the war horses in sales that you and I are, they might think you were being a little bit of a Luddite, wouldn't they? They might think you were saying you were dissing the technology. And you're not at all. You're just saying, what you're saying is what I've been saying for a long time, is the technology is not complete without the human.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that if we ever get to the point where it's all technology, then they won't need us anymore, Jim.
Well, that's the truth. And I don't think they'll be. I don't think the technology will be delivering my groceries either.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think the technology is going to be out there mowing your lawn.
But, yeah, exactly. No, that's not going to happen.
Or cutting your hair, or whatever the case may be.
Well, and what I but what I worry, and this I think is a good important point. What I worry about is that I, like you, I want these companies to use the technology if it makes it. I know that it's making them more productive. I see it happening in the business that I do business with, the restaurants, the salons, the service, different service organizations. I know it's helping them. But your point is maybe the better one, and that is that it's not enough.
Well, you know, I've always said that you got to embrace the technology because, heck, you and I both remember the mimeograph machine and technology's come along.
I remember carbon paper.
Yeah, carbon paper. So, yeah, you got to embrace the technology because the technology is the better way, but you can't lose the vision of what the goal of using the technology is.
Still got human beings. Hold on to that thought, Brad. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin. We're going to continue our discussion about relationships, customer relationships.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.